If so, if the Kahanim acceded a kahal, they should also have to bring a par because Rosh the Kahanim mikri kahal leisi par by raw. If they make a mistake, the chite mochram maybe yes. If so, tvei lu shvatim, you're going to have more than 12 shvatim. We're going to have now 13 shvatim. We're going to have now. If you tell me the Kahanim has called the kahal, so if all the Kahanim listen to the Bez Nagodol, it's like another kahal. So you can have sometimes 13 kabonis. And we only have before 12 according to Rabbi Yudah. The only 13th we had was according to Rabbi Shimon that all the Bezdin also brings. But we never had 13 Shvatim. El Omer Rav Achor by Yaakov. Shiftoi shall Levi liyikre kal. I'll tell you, Levi Shevet is not called the kal. The Sivit says, Hinnani mafrachor bebesichu nasatich lekalamim. That's like this. That kol sheyesh lo yachuz, whoever has inheritance in Eretz Yisrael, has nachuzah, owns Eretz Yisrael, yikre kal. That shevet is called the kahal. But because shein lo yachuz, whoever does not have an inheritance, does not own a chelik in Eretz Yisrael like shevet Levi, lo yikre kahal. So shevet Levi is not called the kahal. Not the kahanim and not Leviim, they're not called the kahal. Even though other lochas may be yes, but not for a roy's business. For tomorrow came, if so, chasirulu, yud beishvotim. If so, then we never have yud beishvotim. We're back to 11 then. How do we have before Krant of Yudah? Yud Beishvotim, Levi is not called the Kahal. So how do you have Yud Beishvotim? And the Gemara Poshet, Om Rabaya, Ephraim and Menashe, Keruvim and Shimon Yuli. That's true, Ephraim and Menashe has a lot like two Shvotim. They're like Keruvim and Shimon. So Yosef Shvit was divided into two. So Yosef has two, and the other 10 is 12. Together we have 12. But Levi is not here. It says Al Shem Achayim Yikru Benachlosom, that Ephraim and Menashe as a locha like a nachlo, they inherit Eretz Yisrael. True, but the diik is lenachlo hukshu v'lo dover achar, only for nachlo of inheritance to own Eretz Yisrael. Here Ephraim and Menashe has each one a separate portion in Eretz Yisrael. The mashma only for this halacha, their own land, but for all other halachas there are only one shevet Yosef. So if Hilchos Haroz Bezdin, we're missing then the 12th Shevet. For the Gemara, is that true? V'achalukim v'degolim, they have different flags also. So see, they are separate. Come to Gemara, no. K'nachloson, k'achan yoson. Yeah, it says k'nachloson, k'achan yoson. The Nachlo, same way they lived. K'dei l'chale kovel v'degolim. So they have the golem since they had special land. Each land they had their own degol. But since they had a special Nachlo, we gave them a special flag. For the Gemara, v'achalukim benisiyim, they have their own special nasi. There was a special nasi for Ephraim and a special nasi for Menashe. So you see, they're called two shvatim for all halachis. The Gemara, no, hahu lechal kovel nasiyim. There's a special halacha over there to give cover to the nasiyim.
What was it?
Right, since all the other shvatim had nasiyim and they for Hilchas Nachla had their own Nachla, so we want to give them covered, we gave them the two Nisiyim also. The Tanya we learned, Shloima also Zayin Yimei Chanukah. Shloima Melech made 7 days Chanukah Sabin Zbeich. Ma Ro Moshe Lasso Shneim also Yimei Chakam, by Moshe's time there were Yud days. For each Nasi had its own day for Chanukah Sabin Zbeich. They Lechala Kovel Nisiyim, they give special cover for Nisiyim. So certain times they made special covet, that's why they were Yud Beis Nisim. But I call upon him, I have a law, what's our maskana? Rashi, Hevi Davko, for the Bayad Yom of the Shemin, Lev of Shim, the Yom of the Chattas Shutfim, Ein the Mesa Lav Davko. What does Shimon hold by a Chattas Shutfim? When you have partners, and one partner dies, is that considered like Chattas Shemesa Bale or not? What does Shimon hold? Toshima, the Tani will learn to live, Shimon Leimer, Chomesh Chattoyis Mesis. There are 5 halachah l'moshe m'sinais about a korban chatis that we have to let it die. Vlad chatis, if the chatis give birth, it's vlad is mesa. Tmuras chatis, someone makes a tmura. Zeh tacha zeh na chatis is mesa. V'chatis shemesa v'lef, the owner died. V'chatis shemesa chapra v'leros, the owner lost this korban, brought another one, and then found the first one, it's osla misa. V'chatis shavu shenosa, chatis is only good the first year. If you didn't use it the first year, it's lemisa osla. Now, viat yachul oimah vlat chatas b'tziba. You can't have a vlat chatas by korban tziba. Lefi shein tziba mafrishin akeva. By a korban tziba, it's only a zachar, not an akeva. Viat yachul oimah tmuras chatas b'tziba. Also, why? Shein tmura b'tziba. Viat yachul oimah chatas shemesa b'leah b'tziba. You can't have a chatas shemesa b'tziba, the shein tziba mesim. There's no cloud, as I said before, a tziba does not die. Now, just shein tziba mesim, shenischapu b'leah v'shavru shenasa loy shemano. That we did not hear yet. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yemaisu, even by carbon tziba, if the tziba brought a different carbon, or if it came a year old already, you cannot use it. Or Mat, I'll tell you, Yilmat sasim and amaforish. Learn out this from the other three halachas. Ma metzino b'vlat chatas tumuras chatas b'shemaisa b'leo. That the Yochid was only said by Yochid and not by Tzibor. So Dvar Mamurim was only said by Yochid. V'loi b'Tzibor is Ashnes Chapru b'leo. V'shavru shenosa yibi Yochid. Dvar Mamurim was only said by a korban chatas of a Yochid. V'loi b'Tzibor. So therefore, the Chura said this, and Reb Shimon is the one that's saying this. So Chura, you see, by Tzibor there's no halacha of the Misa Ozla. He had a halacha on Moshe Sinai. He learned
that. In other words, that all five halachas have to apply the exact same place. So just like the first three did not apply by Korban Tzibur, the other two also, even though they're possible to be, there's out of more question. These things, as Mesa is possible by Tzibur, so since it's possible, maybe it does apply. Like, how can you learn out Efsha Mishi Efsha? And the answer is the Chad Mokum Gomar, that these five halachas were set together, and they all apply the same place, that just like by Korban Tzibur, do not have the first three halachas, therefore the last three halachas also do not apply. So Rashi explains, the Maskonas HaGemara is the Kohen Rabbi Shimon, it's only by Korban Tzibur, it's only by Korban Yochid, we have all five halachas, does it apply. Hashenka by Tzibur does not apply, and Huadin by a Korban Shutzis also does not apply, therefore by Korban Shutzis it does not apply all five halachas. By shutfis, it will be one shutfis mace, the korban would still be kosher. That's why it's good. Why before we did not bring down Reb Shimon, because he yells by a korban of shutfis, by the bezdin, even if one dying would die, still the korban would be brought, still would be kosher. All right, Hagin Olecho, we'll stop here.
You're holding that vocal mebeis. You had the new Mishnah, new Perek. Perek Sheni. The Mishnah says, "Hoira koyin Moshiach liatzmoi." Let's say a koyin gadol, the koyin Moshiach yad Meshuach Shem the Mishra, and he paskin from himself, and he made a mistake. He paskin wrong. He paskin also like the Bezna gadol, but he paskin from himself that a certain type of chaylev, let's say, is mutter. You're allowed to eat the fat on top of the stomach. So now it's like this: Shoygeg v'osa shoygeg mevi par. If a Kohen Gadol paskin for himself first that he's allowed to eat his chaylev, and then he went and ate the chaylev b'shoygeg, like he thought he's allowed to do it, so he's chayev a special power. So that's a special locha by Kohen Gadol, even though he's a yochid, he's only chayev a korban if first he paskins wrong, it has to be a raw of sak, and he listens to it b'shoygeg, and secondly, the chiddush is that not that he brings a regular chatis, but he has to bring a power. The other regular yochid only brings a soyer or a kisva. Here, a kohen gadol has to bring a par. Now, what's going to be shoygeg v'yosem ezid? Let's say first he paskin b'shoygeg, he paskin wrong, but then later at the time when he comes to eat the chaylev, he remembers that he made a mistake and still he eats the chaylev. Or else the opposite mezid. He knows that he paskin wrong. He knows he made a mistake when he not a mistake. He did it on purpose. He paskin wrong. He gave her raw that you're allowed to eat. This chaylev, but the yosa shoygeg. Later, when it comes to it, he forgot about it, and he thought you're allowed to. He was a shoygeg, or else b'shas he ate it, he mixed up a chaylev with shumin. So in these two cases, potter. Why? He's potter from a korban at all. Shoyroyes koyin Moshiach liatzmoi koyroyes bezdin letzibur. That's the new chiddush that a koyin gadol. He's only chayev a korban if he does a chet b'shoygeg. He's chayiv this chatis like a tzibur is chayiv the par when they listen to Helam Dover of the Bezna Gadol. So just like by the tzibur, they're only chayiv the special par. If there was a psak from Bezna Gadol and they do it b'shegeg, The same thing with Kohen Gadol. He's only chayiv his special korban par if there are two things. He asked the first paskin for himself that he was allowed to do it, and then he actually did the action b'shoigeg. On these two conditions, the Kohen Gadol is chayiv his special par.
Yeah. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, shoigeg v'yosa shoigeg mevi par v'churvat imor pshita.
Of course, that's the parsha. There's a parsha of Kohen Gadol that when he does the chet, it says there that he paskin and he listened to it. So he's chayiv a special par. What is the Mishnah telling me? Omer Abaya, hocha b'mayaskin. You know what we're talking about over here? Kugoyin shahoira. True. First, the Kohen Gadol paskin that this chayiv is muta. You lot eat chayiv. V'shochach miyeset tam hoira. And then later on in the day, he forgot the reason why he paskin chayiv was muta. And therefore, b'shor shetor, at the time later in the afternoon, when he actually goes to eat this chaylev, Omri says like this, Hareini oise al das hayrosoi. I'm still going to listen now to do the way I paskin in the morning. Even though now he forgot the reason why he paskin. Says, so it's a big kiddush. Tamal the time I would have thought to say, ki von diilu misiyada lei. If he would have remembered now the reason why he paskin chelev was muta, maybe he would retract. In other words, right now he forgot the reason why he said it was muta. So it's like stop eating now on relying what he thought in the morning. Even though he knows that maybe now if he would think into it again, he would retract. So maybe that's considered like a mezid, kemezid domi, for loy lechayiv, and the Kohen Gadol should be potter from the korban. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush. Know that lemaise is still chayiv. It is still called the shoygeg. When he first paskin, he paskin by mistake that he made the mistake, and now he did not retract yet. So even though he says now I'm doing al das rishayna, that's still considered a shoygeg. He does not know better. There's no mezid involved, so he's chayiv as korban. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Now mezid v'yosu shoygeg. Let's say the Kohen Gadol first paskins wrong b'mezid, and then later on he forgets about the whole thing and eats it mamish b'shoigeg, like he forgot that this chaylev was chaylev, he thought it was shumin, and he eats it, still he's potter from a korban. So the question is, how do we know this? Like, why is a Kohen different than a regular yochid? A regular yochid in Klal Yisrael, if he does the action b'shoigeg, even though there was no k'sak at all, he's chayv a korban chatas. So why is the Kohen Gadol different? So the Tanur Rabbanan went like this. The Pasuk says, Li'ashmas Ha'om. It says in the Pasha, in Vayikra Dalet, by a Kohen Gadol, it says, his Oshom is like Ha'om, like the Tzibur. So we darshan haray Moshiach Ketzibur, that a Kohen Gadol has the same halacha like a Tzibur. Because when does the Tzibur have to bring their special power? Only it's called the Par Helam Dover, only when the Bez Nagodol Paskin wrong, and Rov of the Tzibur listen to Bezdin. Then there's a chiyuv to bring the special power. So a Kohen Gadol, even though he's a yochid, he has the same halacha. He only has to bring his special power if first he had a psak halacha that he paskined wrong, and then he listens to the psak. These are the two conditions. Now the Gemara says, really, v'loy dinu. Really, it's a svara.